Luke chapter 2, verse 11. I just want to give you a quick little thought on Christmas love, or I almost titled this the equation of Luke 2:11. The equation of Luke 2:11. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 is an interesting verse because of some of the things that it brings to our attention, and I want to just share that with you for a few minutes. Thank you, Brother Coons. Thank you, Laney. And thank you, Miss Nikki. Great job, young people. It's been a blessing to be at a church. Let me just say real quickly as we get in this message how thankful I am. A lot of churches in this country would die to have the youth numbers that we have in this church. This morning, the young ones that are coming up, I remember when many of these kids that you just saw up here performing were in the morning service. In fact, many of them were in the two-year-old saying moo years ago, and now they're teens. And then I look out in this crowd, and there's some that used to be on this platform, and now they're sitting out there, and they're adults. And just thankful for the youth God's given to our church, and can be steadfast in praying for them, and the devil's after them, and we want to pray for them. Luke chapter 2, verse 11 is an amazing verse. It's probably the most famous verse this time of year. And it says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, you bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all." I'm sorry, that's verse 10, verse 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I was thinking about the word equation and how they have, like, to be qualified for a particular job, there's certain things you have to have in your resume. Number one, usually a lot of times you have to have some kind of a college degree for lots of jobs. Number two, a lot of times they like to see experience. And number three, they want some good references. I've actually made references for people through the years. It's about the only time as a pastor I have to lie. But anyway, sorry, some of you will catch that by slow freight. But if you get all three of those parts, then it equals qualified. It equals qualified. But the answer to this equation, or the end result, or the solution to this particular equation is the final destination is John 3:16. Because from Genesis chapter 3 to John chapter 3, there was a great need. Somebody had to fulfill the obligations or responsibilities to make it so that you could say equals John 3:16. For example, if you want to get to 9, 3 plus 3 plus 3 equals 9. If you only have 3 plus 3 and not that third 3, then you're not getting to your destination of 9. And if you look at Luke chapter 2, verse 11, you see three things that are specifically said about Christ. It says Savior. It says Christ. And it says Lord. Only one man ever born in the history of mankind fulfilled that equation. Nobody else has ever been Savior, Christ, and Lord at the same time. Oh, a lot of men have thought they were lords. They thought they had power. A lot of men thought they were some kind of a Christ. In fact, Jesus warns us in the book of Matthew about false Christs. And then some people think they're the Savior or a martyr of their cause. But nobody has been all three of them at the same time. Which means nobody ever born would ever get us to that destination verse, which really, if you think about it, John 3:16 is a great Christmas verse. "For God so loved the world that he gave." Gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so tonight, when you think about it, Christmas is all about love. You see, for Jesus Christ to come and be the Savior, the Christ, and the Lord. You see, a Savior defined as a deliverer, and he is our deliverer today. He's our deliverer from death, hell, sin, the devil, and so on. As Christ, he is the Messiah, the anointed one, the promised one. And as Lord, he is supreme in authority. And remember, he's not just Lord. According to Philippians chapter 2, he is Lord of Lords. Which means if you put those three things together, Savior, Christ, and Lord, and you put all those three plus three equals, you're going to get that final answer. The equation is complete because of Jesus Christ. He is the perfect answer. He is the solution to all mankind. He is the final product. He is John 3:16. He is the whole Bible. He's the Word in flesh. He's the gift from heaven. He's the Savior of our soul. He's the Christ of all mankind. And he's the Lord of all lords. And so today when you look at Luke chapter 2 verse 11, and you begin to wonder if we'll ever get to that answer, that equal side. On the other side of that equals equation of John 3:16, the answer is yes, we'll get there. And we did get there. And we're able to get there because Jesus is Savior, Jesus is Christ, and Jesus is Lord. So tonight, maybe it should become more of a tradition at Christmas that we don't just quote from Luke 2, and obviously Luke 2 is more popular. Sometimes people go to Matthew 2 also, but Luke chapter 2, and we love Luke 2. Boy, we've heard a lot about Luke 2, and probably, I'm sorry, just one more message Wednesday night on Luke 2 probably, okay, and then we'll move on, all right, and get ready for the new year. But maybe John 3 ought to be thrown in there, because John 3 is on the other side of that equal. Because of Jesus, who's the Christ, the Savior, and the Lord, all three, we have John 3:16, and let me say it again for you, quote for you again, and make us extra grateful this time here. For God so loved. Watch Brielle interpret it. For God so loved. For God so loved. It's an immeasurable love. That's the beauty of the English language there. The translators put that simple one-syllable, two-letter word, so, meaning it's immeasurable. It's a love that can't be measured. So much so that, watch this, look at the sign for it again, for God, so, and keep spreading those arms. Spreading those arms, boom, until he finally lays him out on a cross. He went from a wooden manger to a wooden cross because he was Christ, Savior, and Lord. Boy, I'm so glad when you add Christ, Savior, and Lord together on one side of the equation. It equals out to, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Thank you for listening so well tonight.